마, 동아지가 삼아, 아, 니가 삼아, 아, 솜여비 나오겠다, 누이소마 가슴 가자지. 난데다, 동아지가 삼아, 디카드 니시야지.
So the portion that we have reached regards to the text, as mentioned in the outlines, the two parts, how to lead the students with the actual instructions. And so within that, then it talks about, this is divided to two, the, an exhortation to take full advantage of a life of leisure and opportunity, and how to take full advantage, how to actually take the full advantage of a life of leisure opportunity. So within this, we are at a portion of the first, which is again divided into three parts: of A, identification of leisure opportunity; B, contemplating the great importance of leisure opportunity; and C, contemplating the difficulty of attaining leisure opportunity. And within these three, we've finished the first, and now we come to the second part B, contemplating the great importance of leisure opportunity. Yes.
님바 반주 동체와 선반에 된지 대화지 주비 체드 주는다 두가지 마죠노 마시 순주지 대화를 받은 동화 수화탄도 선반에 등로단의 요비 댄루진요 지혜장 등로단라대 녹진네 지탈람부 청소하는 총바지 칸는 총바지 살로 칸가는 인지 차지 님바 두번 뭐 용도 통화가 소연지 된데든 노방 대단라 시스미시 님바 다 임바르타 롱보체 추고 심베카나 근데 톰바 톰으로 뭐 톰 톰으로 뭐 주죠 데카데니 신노 근데 갑 데고나 사갑은 사 뭐 근데 역시 이야기 근데 롱보 롱보스 롱보 추고 롱보지 추고 사데 톰에 사사간로 사사간로 되고나 다 아니 대원게 자대용 너가 놓지 사야만 좋지 근데 처음에 놓고 대내는 매우 온죠 근데 정말 나서 보이는 거 차와로 대놓지는 천디 도구 땅선 대신해서 근데 지고 보지 나 차네 대 매선 제대로이나 이 말에 근데 단 처음에 시간인데 소생 너가 놓지 제용 많이 왔지 아니 싫을 때나 그냥 속에 용도 통 아니 동안 나서 용 거야 자기가 대단하다고 그랬어
So then here we have within the text this is we have come to a portion at the bottom of page 120 contemplating the great importance of leisure opportunity and here Lama Tsongkhapa says that one having achieved this human body at the time when we've achieved a human body like this that is endowed with the various leisure and opportunities to practice the holy dharma. If we do not cultivate the holy dharma, then if we were to strive instead merely for the happiness of this life and avoidance of suffering in this life, then at the time of death, then such a way of living such an attitude is no different from that of animals. An analogy given here, Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from Chandra Gomin's letter to a student, in which it compares to an elephant calf as it sees a few mouthfuls of grass growing at the edge of a deep pit or precipice, and then due to the craving for that, and it strives, having seen such grass growing at the very edge of the precipice, then goes forth to do the craving for that few mouthfuls and goes forth and tries to eat that grass, then eventually falls into the chasm, the deep chasm of the precipice, and at the same time not obtaining any parts of the grass, but then ending up in great misery and just having fallen into the chasm. So therefore, in likewise manner, then for those who strive merely for the meanings or the purposes of this life, then just like the elephant, having seen those few blades of grass growing at the precipice, one's mind is attracted to the mere pleasures, enjoyments of this life. But however, when one tries to strive only for that, then not only is there no grass eaten, but one falls into the precipice. So likewise, in this analogy, one experiences various sufferings. So if one was to strive merely for the food and clothing and fame and honor of this life, and to strive only in that field, then due to our minds being dissatisfied, not knowing satisfaction, not having contentment, then one does not experience satisfaction, and due to constant craving for that, and then at the time of death, one not only does not actually fulfill one's desires, but also one falls into the lower realms in the next life and experiences suffering. So then, in the text, Lama Tsongkhapa further quotes from a letter to a student in which it mentions that when we practice the holy Dharma and we strive for goals loftier or beyond this life, such as a rebirth in the higher realms and in the future lives, or liberation from cyclic existence and full enlightenment Buddhahood in future lives. And when one is striving to achieve these goals, then this physical basis of this human body is the most suitable for such practice, especially within the Mahayana path. When one is practicing, cultivating Mahayana practice, then the human body is considered the best receptacle or a vehicle for such practice. So this human body, there's none other that is similar, has such similar qualities as suitable for cultivating Dharma practice, like this human body. So here in the text it says, you know, neither Nagas, demigods, Vidadaras, Garudas, Kinaras, or snakes attain this path. So however many types of bodies that one can possibly attain in the various rebirths, there are none that have as much great mental force like that of a human body. So therefore, here, even if you're born in a human, having a human form, and experiences various sufferings, then on the basis of that, it is easy for one to generate renunciation towards one's own samsara, and it's also easier for one to generate compassion towards others. So especially within the path of secret mantra, then it mentions that the physical basis for practice of secret mantra has to be a body that possesses the six elements, six physical elements, in order to be able to practice. So with it, that kind of body is possible to achieve enlightenment, full Buddhahood within one lifetime, on the basis of that body. Yes. So here, then following Namasongkhapa quotes from the Buddha's actual speech, you know, the sutra called Descent into the Womb. So then here, within that text, it says that even when we are born as a human being, in general, we experience the various sufferings, of a human realm, such as birth, aging, sickness, and death. However, this human body still is the best of all rebirths due to the various reasons as mentioned before, such as being the best basis for the cultivation of the Mahayana paths, of the Mahayana practice. And this such a form is difficult to attain, you know, even in within 10 million eons. So here, then, Lama Tsongkhapa in the sutras it further mentions that the gods who experience the suffering of death. So when in general the gods spend a lot of time enjoying themselves, however, the major suffering occurs when their karma is exhausted and experience death. And just at that moment of death time, they lose the luster in their physical body, and the flowers they're wearing wilt, and the body starts to smell, and their friends, the other gods and goddesses that they used to play with, desert them, so stay away from them. So at that point of time, then the dying godly realm being then is sort of like deserted by others, then the other sort of like hold a very long staff or pole, and at the end of that they dangle like a flower wreath or a flower garland, which they offer up to the head of this dying godly being, and then say to them, may you have a good rebirth, you know. So sort of like praying for them to have a good rebirth after they die from the godly realms. And here, this refers, by having rebirth, they refer to a human rebirth, praying that this god may achieve a human rebirth after that very lifetime. So, and another similar situation occurs in the Pure Land Supavati, or Amitabha, Pure Land Amitabha Buddha. And here, the bodhisattvas abiding in the pure realm obviously do not have the opportunity to achieve enlightenment in the base, in that very lifetime, on the very, in the very body, you know, to achieve Buddhahood. It's not possible. So, the reason being that they do not have a body with the six physical constituents or elements, then seeing that the human beings in this realm have such suitable bodies with the six elements, or constituents, and then they pray, you know, to be born as a human being to, within this realm of ours, this worldly continent, as a human body. So therefore we have achieved such a very precious physical basis at this moment.
Yes. Lola Pachi, young Archibald, and become in this Sumbe, Lamb Thomas, to be then a mature the Juba, you know, somebody. In the da, come commit then, and Tonam sat the top of me, somewhat. Then one also the sat the toy am here. That day, Garris and Nine, come commander, Joshi Chambu in the Omar. Is that, don't hang on your way, Omar. That, Tendrake, and the Joshi Mela Yinta, Tendi
So then Lamazon Kapa further continues in the text to say that in the higher realms, in the higher God realms, it is not possible to achieve realizations of like the path of seeing or direct perception of reality. The reason being that in the God realms, because there's no intense suffering, therefore the gods do not generate any form of mental sorrow, and therefore they are unable to achieve such realizations. And the only exceptional cases are when certain gods from the desire realms, abiding in the desire realms, due to the positive imprints accumulated from previous lifetimes when they were practicing the path as human beings, that in those rebirths, in the God realms, in the desire realms, then they may achieve realizations, such as the initial seeing of the truth and so forth. However, most of the majority of the desire realm deities, gods, are just like mentioned before yesterday, that due to their constant distraction towards attraction towards desirous objects, then the object of desire, therefore that kind of rebirth is considered to be a rebirth that lacks the leisure to practice the Dharma. So for the basis for practicing, the physical basis for practicing the Buddha Dharma, in general, one for that purpose, one considers the human physical basis as greater than that of the gods. So the humans inhabit, in general, the four continents surrounding Mount Meru, so according to Buddhist cosmology. So within that, then the beings of the northern continent, Dharminian, which here says Uttarakuru continent, the beings in such continents, they even though it's a human being, they're human beings, however, their happiness are equal to, similar to the godly realms, and they do not have gross delusions. They have a lot of general engaged law of experience a lot of pleasures. So therefore, it's difficult for them to generate a renunciation or sorrow, have mental sorrow in those realms. So therefore, it is difficult for them to. So therefore, they are not the basis for receiving the vows. So in general, then the other three realms, the eastern continent, the northern continent, the western continent, these three realms are praised to be better, suitable continents for Dharma practice. However, within that, the best is the southern continent, which is this very rural system that we abide in. So the gods in the higher and the form and formless realms do not have the basis for achieving realizations because they do not have the gross mental sufferings. So,
Northern continent.
Yes.
Yeah, they have no individual possession things.
All
the things
are shared
by everyone.
No, no.
So they are not committing still.
No, no.
So they are not
peaceful. No, no. So in the beings of the northern continent in general have like shared wealth. They do not have personal possessions. Therefore, they do not engage in stealing and similar negative actions. So therefore, they are not the basis for the vows. So then following that, then we say that the beings in the southern continent are the human beings in the southern continent. This world system of ours are the best receptacles for Dharma practice because in this world there is a lot of change, a lot of change occurs, such as the lifespan, the general lifespan being infinite, then decreasing to the average lifespan of 10 years and so forth. And there's great fluctuation in changes. So therefore, due to the gross mental sufferings, so they're able to generate renunciation very easily. So therefore, this basis, human basis, is the best for practicing the Buddha Dharma. Yes.
ແລະຍ້ອນດໍມິນິມະດົມເດນະມະລົງແລະສົມຈະເຕງອາລະເຕງນໍຈະດໍມິນິມະເຕງອາສໍເຕງນັ້ນເດດາເວເຕງສົມບໍທໍບັນເດດາວິເຈຊະດຣືມະບາຈາເດດໍມະດຈેນານະຣັງແກຣັງລືບາຕາມອງສົມເດດຊິວ່າຈະຊິຢູ່ແນລໍດາສຸມະຄົມມິນິຈະຊໍມອງບໍດາຈືຈືເດແນຈິຕໍາທໍບັນເດດໍມະດຈેນະຍ້ອນເດດາລໍນໍນໍນະແນຣັງຫາຍມົງບາຈິບາຈິນະດານະເສມະບາຈຸບາອົນຍາມະລາສຸບິກົນ
Yeah,
then some of the new, never governor, and the two majority, drew me by Chejan, you know. That there, wrong around Louis, but I'm more to tell you, Charlie, your marriage. Any, I've been a wrong any, Calde Javi Javi, that on that, Louis Chet. That on that, John Sadiogona, they choose his don't young, you know. That, Meganga can tell you, Javas on the child. That, ten legion, and so, Nan Song and Ro, ten legion, don't have Mombo, you know, the gin. That, ten gin, any giver.
Here Namasabhava further says, exhorts us to cherish or not to waste this precious human rebirth. So for example, the bodhisattvas, if a particular bodhisattva or a bodhisattva of Sukhavati, the Pure Land, Western Pure Land of Amitabha Buddha, they would pray to achieve a human body like the ones we have. And having achieved such a form, then for the purpose of practicing the Dharma, that either were not to not practice, but to render it fruitless or to make it into waste, this human rebirth. Therefore, there's no greater foolishness or deception than this. So, for example, if we are to undergo many hardships solely to achieve a particular purpose, and having achieved that purpose, then one does not cherish the opportunity, but rather wastes fruitless or wastes that opportunity, then everybody would consider that person to be extremely foolish. So likewise, we have been wandering within the lower realms of existences for many times, and at this point for many lifetimes, and due to extensive merit we created, at some point of time we have achieved this precious human rebirth. At this point in time, if we were not to cultivate the Buddha Dharma in such a way, but to again cause ourselves to fall into the lower realms again in the future life, then it would be extremely foolish to do so. Therefore, we must constantly meditate on these points over and over again, you know, in order to exhort ourselves to Dharma practice.
In
the sayings with similar meaning, as mentioned before, that this having achieved this human life, one has the opportunity to plant a seed for going beyond cyclical existence, to achieve the liberation that free from cyclical transcending samsaric existence, and also one has also the opportunity for generating bodhicitta, the mind of enlightenment. And therefore, this precious human body is more precious or far more superior than hundreds and thousands of wish-fulfilling jewels. So therefore, you know, to render this human life meaningless is extremely foolish. And here, Lord Arjuna says, who here would attain it and then waste it? Therefore, who would attain such a human body and then render it meaningless and waste it? Yes.
Nijon Judy and Rita Vanijan, Dagi Roma, and then Dubajim, and then Momba Jimmy, and 가때 나게 돼도 오늘 몸이 지주 지루나 지원주비 되지 양해 친구 동안죠 냐면 속에 있는 나게 됐으니 요번에도 멤버 삼성주가 도움해서 신도님과 뵈면서 지지단이 좀 난이 시든 선생님과 대치는 아주 몸 맞지 봐서 나는 됐습니다 지몬다 좀 맞지 나 공는 지시 유지스 못하러 다시 된다 다기 단다고 지 이제 근데 단지를 주된 성분 늘리지 또 늘리지 늘리된 성분이 맛이 신의 이제 소주 대로 주주비 안 맞지 들리지 아니나 레로다 들리고 온 지도 주주비 안 맞지 아니나 근데 추가 말라 이제 양의 전부 용기를 제외했잖아 당연히 늘리된 주주동 레마송 삼마게 양의 전부 용이야다 다 신의 양화를 제외한다고 하나 근데 Nyavi dunga ke, nyavi mela sobe seji ni luji dunga nyo. Da nyava pala ngonshi chomo gaso no, ngami juu no to se yungi yo imari. Tendri che du, ngon, ini meriten na mekewa sa, di wong ke deri che shi asame imari njoba. Inda luji dunga da, ini semen njoba. Tendri ke lusim nyinga dunga chingu chigiri. 제바데 너무 잘해 태산 나가리 근데 인데 밴드 주주 마동아지 근데 주주 보고래 송이원
So here Namsongapa quotes from Shanti Deva's engaging the Bodhisattva deeds. Here, as the same as mentioned before, that having the meaning is the same as mentioned before, that the having achieved this human rebirth of leisure and opportunity, then having understood this, having recognized, you know, or comprehended, recognized this body as being such a rebirth of leisure and opportunity, but yet not practicing the Dharma due to various conditions such as laziness and distraction and so forth, then at the time of death, one experienced great sorrow and regret at having wasted this rebirth, and then want to be born in the hell realms and undergo the various torments, you know, such as being burned by the fires of hell and so forth. At that point of time, what we remember one's the negativities that one created when one was being born as a human being, and so then one would generate a great mental sorrow. So due to at that point of time, the physical body experiences great sorrow, great suffering. Being burned by fire, at the same time the mind experiences great suffering due to remembering such a negativity and also having wasted opportunity. So at this point of time, having achieved this human rebirth, then to use it to practice the Dharma and not render it all wasted.
あ、コマヤブチョンボインな。で、中ルビアの農の子もよれ。え、ジェンジコマグはち、誕生この庭園とこだで、え、止めてとんでるまりさんね。え、中ルビアのよりです。で、よね、トンビシャンの中、ジェンガワだ。あ、パバンジョはメイルとか天の祖母だ。ジェンガの土壇の住地で、この人の住地で、ガンダンでも、ヨサの住地で、テレスの根源の門。 新十八年そばで年齢で、この、とだんでパターンを。だとんば、先人的、ロムドンバ。なんで、ジェンガワラ、タワンジョーバ、メイドゥトバ、チェンナムソ。なんで、とんだね、ルバルコマノギアンバ。で、あの、ジェンね、ジェンガワシュア、コン、あれだ、ジェンガチュリンバシュア、コン、 この論を、で、だ、とだめ、ゆりいじ。で、単純、こうてれれちゃんによるです。で、おね、じゅうびつい、で、ちょうち。で、ただ、コンセルの論をで、去年ば、ガーデンで断然も無事になわせ。で、ね、中途ばだ、本を呼ば、コンば。で、ね、とじゃんが、そんだけ、呼ば。
Then they come la, ne, dani, ngen so lo manoa, zimbar cheba.
dendriji che mato wa yina, ane, nga song yung san fong sa yina, rong yaw ma ri, yin wong ri, teni, nga song na jab tsu go na jab me wa ri, teni ya long ken yung ma ri, sene, te gong ma chi, ane, tsudam yuk yaw ri, song ma ri.
So therefore, if we meditate well on this, these reflect well on this precious human rebirth of leisure and opportunities, then considering, also reflecting well on it having great meaning. So if we do this meditation well, then even if others do not exhort us into Dharma practice, they will be able to exhort ourselves to practice the Buddha Dharma and encourage ourselves to practice the Buddha Dharma by remembering the great meaning of this precious human rebirth of leisure opportunity. So here, Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from a conversation between Geshe Drontrenpa and his disciple Jenghongwa. So Geshe Drontrenpa asked Geshe Jenghongwa, do you remember, are you mindful of this human rebirth, you know, with the endowment of leisure and opportunity? So Jenghongwa replied that, you know, he does so by reciting this verse from Jatakirti's commentary on the Middle Way. You know, this verse every time he enters into meditation. So the essence of the verse is that now I have this human rebirth for the practice of Buddha Dharma, you know, this human rebirth which has independence and favorable conditions. So independence referring to the leisure to practice the Buddha Dharma, and favorable conditions referring to the opportunities with this precious human rebirth. So if one does not practice the Buddha Dharma now to prevent oneself from falling into the lower realms, if at the time of death that you plunge into the abyss of the lower realms, then at that point of time one does not have any more independence, one is under the control of others. Then at that point of time, who will be able to free me from such a state and to protect me from such a miserable state? So therefore he recited in such a way prior to meditation, so we should do likewise.
Yes. 매된 저도나 봐 인성으로.
So at the top of page 123, Lama Tsongkhapa says that, as mentioned before, this human body possesses great meaning. It is the reason being that on the basis of it, one can achieve the higher goals of liberation and omniscience, you know, omniscient Buddhahood. So in general, when we are practicing the Buddha Dharma, there are two goals, you know, temporal goals of a higher rebirth, and the ultimate goals of definite goodness, such as liberation and enlightenment. And all these can be accomplished on the basis of this human body. So for the temporal goals of higher rebirth, then if we want to achieve the signs of that, or rather the accompanying good results of that, such as a beautiful body and perfect attendance and entourage, and having wealth and enjoyments and so forth, then such higher rebirths can be accomplished on the basis of this body. So the cause for the higher rebirth is pure ethics. One needs to cultivate pure ethics to achieve higher rebirth. So then, as mentioned before, the human beings of these three continents are praised as excellent basis for practicing the ethics. So especially the beings of this particular continent or this worldly system that we abide within, this is considered the best human rebirth for such practice. So therefore, we can achieve higher rebirth create a cause for higher rebirth on the basis of this human body. And so here, if we want to achieve wealth and enjoyments in future lives, then we need to cultivate generosity. So that then there are various forms of generosity, such as generosity of the Dharma, generosity of material wealth or miscellaneous items, and the generosity of fearlessness and the generosity of love. So all these can be performed or cultivated on the basis of this human body. And also, if you would like to have perfect attendance or surrounded by a wonderful entourage in our next lives, in future lives, then such as having a beautiful body and so forth, then we can do that also by cultivating patience, which again, this human body is considered the best for that. So on this basis, and on top of that, you know, being born as a human in this particular world system of ours, in which the karma created in the earlier part of one's life can ripen at a later part of one's life. So therefore, it is easier to generate faith towards karma and its results, and the cause and its results, cause and effect. So therefore, this human body is considered the most supreme for cultivating even temporal benefits. Yes.
kyeje ma re re jen de dome de dong ya de le pon sim ni ga ji yong de lo da ten de ji yong lo che na ni chu chu ya la no ne ko se ya de
me je chu jin su ye ko la yang ga ji su lo a chu jin su ye ge ko la la chang xia
chang xia ge zang de
na
ko le ne de chu de
na
wa de le ya chu du ya la
Yes. 아니 제가 뭐 뭐나 수준 넘버도 보송 받네. 예. 이 문제 되는 감별라 참바 통을 지고 맞대. 손이 잘 요소. 예. 그다 그냥 어제 다기 줘야 인제 거냐. 아 종교 선 거냐. 그때 그게 말을 해 마도 마고 나요. 손은 받은 거 사기요.
그래서
내가 너니 던져 삼는 단 말도 하지. 근데 이 문제 주 그게 말을 해 된다는 주진로야. 아 그게 아셔야. 아니 대모다야 그다 텐데 저게 늦은 거 예행도게 얼어 얘는 아니 주의로야 가 가세 좀도 심주지 따게 있나 다 최소 제의 가고 그래 봐 다 소주 간도 요대야 돼 다 최고서 좀 많도 오늘에 삼는 여보 동안에 가세도 따게 있나 하고 그러 근데 전에 폰슨 잡는 애 대야 돼 단조 삼는 또 맛이서 드셔 근데 단조 때 대체 뭐 지내 삼는 공부요.
So therefore, this human body possesses great meaning due to having the potential to accomplish temporal benefits, and also. And also having great meaning due to being able to accomplish ultimate benefits. So therefore, every moment, every single moment of this human rebirth is extremely possesses great meaning. So this human body, with this human body, even if we were to meditate on loving kindness for a short period of time, one would accumulate infinite amounts of merit. It is said in there is a Buddha continent. I'm sorry. There's a pure land of the Buddha called Wangchuk Gyalpo in the northeastern direction, and it is said to keep pure ethics within that pure land or within that pure land for long periods of time, such as eons. That Lao. Lao.
In that. In that world, in that Buddhist world, you want to protect morality for 10 million of eons.
Yes. So within that, So there is such a Buddha, then within this pure realm, if one keeps the pure morality or keeps pure ethics for 10 million eons, then that amount of within that world, then if one keeps one keeps morality for 10 million of eons, that amount of merit cannot be compared to meditating on loving kindness for a single moment within this human realm. So therefore, also if we want to meditate on bodhicitta,
one can far more greater merit.
Yes.
Far more greater merit than meditating on loving kindness for one moment in this distance, this now this continent in this human world. Then in that world, 10 million eons protected the morality.
So if one also if one meditates on bodhicitta mind in this lifetime, then one also accumulates countless merits, merit due to infinite merit due to such an act, because one is bringing to mind all the sentient beings. So therefore, the merits that is created is equivalent to the number of sentient beings, which are limitless or countless. So therefore, when you're meditating on bodhicitta, you know, in this human rebirth, then what one accumulates countless merit. And also, if one strives to achieve Buddhahood, again, by bringing that to mind, meditating on that bodhicitta mind, then one again accumulates countless merit due to that. So therefore, every moment of this human rebirth,
merit by generating the bodhicitta in one second, even a short time. one thing is the number of sentient are uncountable. That they are numberless. That's one thing that you write in a numbers marriage. The other one is the Buddha has inconceivable qualities. The second reason Buddha mentions is that Buddha has inconceivable qualities. You know, limitless qualities, inconceivable qualities. Also by that, generating which speech does that was correct numbers marriage.
Yes. So then. And therefore, every moment of this human rebirth possesses great meaning, and to waste even a single moment of this human rebirth, one accumulates great loss. There's great sorrow regarding to that. So therefore, one should cultivate the Buddha Dharma. And if we were to waste a single moment of this, so therefore, you understand if we were to waste while away our time, of a single moment of this human rebirth, then this is a great loss. For example, then we spend a lot of time engaging in unnecessary conversations, you know, and then watching movies and so forth, and so doing such distracting activities. And in this way, that if we, when it comes to actual Dharma practice, so if you analyze in such a way, then a lot of time is wasted not practicing the Dharma. Then when it comes to actual Dharma practice, then when we're doing our prayer commitments and so forth, it becomes more of like a sort of like a tax that you have to pay to the three jewels. You know, you sort of do it in an unwilling fashion, as if you know, in an unwilling manner. So then, when it comes to the actual contemplation of the Dharma content of the prayers and commitments that you do, then there's not much attention paid to the contemplation of that Dharma. So therefore, and the reason why we don't, it's by doing all this, we do not have any sense of loss or sorrow at having lost during those moments of distraction. The reason is that because we do not contemplate the great meaning of this precious human rebirth, of this leisure and opportunity.
Da, chusun loya tela, ponsum jene, ninsen tamje dun, mebache goyan, oji chadio. Then ma mebache, sende no chibu so de gojo yina, nidu ten to toba, tome. Ni somba, rumoche lendu chi, rumoche kondo lendu yodu, ten mani chi. That, tano, ane puge, ponole. And it's a monte, and the chin. So you do hona, remote kiameva, or pono kiji, bed tenuji. Tanda and the tendela, Tavasanji joke and the jogina, or drop three ayo, that's a matuachi. And send the no jibu tola, 아 신인네 자와 제대로 있나 다 먹여 좀 좀 차려 대원게 범어제 노시지 근데 정말 매서로 거야 아 근데 용도 요인도 근데 근데 정말요 다 아 교환마로 원인자 대비 본데야 아 근데 단주제 된소 루비아게 주마사 인도 아 다대요 도야메바 아 근데 인도다 동화 주만 용고야 매선지 동화 주만 용고야 용게데 근데 제가 있나 롱게로 누바레 다 롱게로 말리베체 이제 삼제도 아니 계속을 좋다 봐지 거래 소원이 말이
So there, then Namasongkhapa says that one should also think in terms of this human rebirth, in that it one within by relying upon it, one can achieve such a high status, which refers to the temporal benefit of a higher rebirth, in future lives, and certain or definite goodness of either liberation or omniscience. All these can be accomplished on the basis whatever you desire, you know, of these temporal and ultimate happinesses can be achieved on the basis of this human rebirth. So therefore we should not waste this human rebirth and any single moment of it, but day and night, you know, to strive day and night to create the causes for these two goals. But if we were to not do that, then it would be similar to returning empty-handed from a land of jewels. So, for example, somebody goes to a land or continent that is famed to have lots of jewels and treasures and so forth, but having arrived there, instead of actually searching for the jewels and treasure, then one spends a lot of time engaging in frivolous activities of distraction, and then also borrowing debt from others, borrowing money and so forth, and ending up in debt, you know, and during the period of time for the purpose of distraction. Then when they finally return to, when the time comes for them to return to where they came from, then they come back, they return to their homes empty-handed without any, found any jewels, and also but with full of debts owned to others. So likewise, at this point of time, when you achieve the human rebirth, when we are able to create the causes, accomplish the causes for temporal and ultimate happinesses, but yet we do not do that, then if we were to, it's like coming to, similar to going to an island of jewels, you know, and not searching for the jewels. And if we were to be distracted by the appearances of this life and be completely attached and distracted by the appearances of this life, then in the process of doing that, then one also creates a lot of karma, negative karma with regards to that. So one ends up with like lots of karmic debts. So at the time of death, you know, then this negative karma will cause us to fall into the lower realms due to that. And then when at that point of time, you'll be deprived of happinesses, you know, in future lives, and you will not be able to obtain again a life of leisure and opportunity. So therefore, then without leisure and opportunity to practice the Dharma, you undergo continual suffering. So therefore, there's no greater self-deception that is more worse than such a state or such a direction. So therefore, we should continuously exhort ourselves to accomplish virtuous deeds.
Yes. Nyamdhisanda, Pāpā Pāpā, Kōngshī Gyōyī Chūpīmī, Kāpā Chūmī Chī Thamne, Lēnimā Mīsānāt, Chūngshī Sānyi Mīsāp, Tēdān Yidhīn Pārādhī Mīsī, Nyāngyā Kōngbān Chī, Rīngjīn Nīngjī Chōngbān, Lāpā Tōngbē Rōngshīm Chī, Gyōchī Lējī Lāmī Vāchī, Nīyōndu Tōngbāni, Mīmā Tōpā Dēvāni, Chētār Tēdē, Lōngāni, Tēyī Pārādhī Yōmī, Tēnīn Chōdhī Mōmbāmī, Chī Sūmbātār, Tī Tōngdā Tāgī Tīgāchī, Tēdā Sāmbī Tāyō, Nīngbō Nēndū Chīmbō Chētā, Tā Tēmbī Sāmbī, Tōngbā Chīmbō Yīmbātā, Tē Lūdhī Chūdhī Shīnā, Ponson 지수마다로 인바르다 단단하고 루텐듯 초야게 돈들 단단하고 깜내지 깜내지 하고 강간 단다 루인의 초야게 돈들 로그요로 사야다 아니 공야다 근데 인든다 루인들 안에 강가 진지하게 요래서 인나다 강가 돈단 매로 진지하는 느낌도 단 그게 추유두비하게 루텐 인도 디 자바드 제약이 최근에 라친 비상으로지 네 내가 남의 지는 다음에 롱의 동지 초스 인버다 롱의 팬마지 인도 인버다 다음에 주중 초스 팬마미 받아서 한지지만 맞아와 시바다 이는 매 밀리토 밀리인데 좋다 말이에요 다 잠수 전부에 로가 제발로 돌아 때문에 도고 하게 근데 이제 단은 밀리 토게 갑나 코가 등까지 잠수에 도야게 트레스로 좀도요. 근데 전데 치는 내다고 이해하고 그래. 근데 이제 몸바 뒤스니 말로 뒤스니 말로서다 니게 뒤스 단 전부에 니게 뒤로. 옛날에다 근데 전에 니게 뒤스요 니 말로서야 놓다. 요나 뒤스서냐데 다 가서 남지 저도도 참에 미냐스냐 텐데기 뜻은 마냐스냐 딱 텐데서 오는 말이 얘는 나 방도는 단조 동안 제와다 니에가와 텐데서 오는 연도 거나 니 노야용 컴바메드를 선호 텐데제는 주도고야지 레에 선호
So there the Lama Tsongkhapa further continues by saying that one should by remembering that this human body can accomplish great meaning so that's a great meaning so therefore one should not one should be very mindful to not waste a single moment of this human rebirth and to exhort oneself to develop a great desire to take full advantage of this human rebirth and Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from Ashanti Deva's writings, engaging in the Bodhisattva deeds. Then here it says that this human body, in order to sustain it, then one undergoes various hardships to provide sustenance for this body, such as food and clothing and so forth. So this giving this body food and clothing to sustain it is like giving it wages and bonuses. So when you do not give wages and bonuses to someone for no reason, you give it in order to make that person act for your welfare. So having given the body such sustenance in such a way, then one should use it to accomplish great meaning by cultivating dharma. One must make it act for oneself, you know, to practice the dharma. Chinadeva further goes to say that when we achieve this human body, it is almost like a boat. It's compared to the boat by which one can free oneself from the great river of suffering, which refers to cyclical existence. So, however, this boat is achieved only this once, you know, and it is difficult to obtain again. So, therefore, it says, "There, do not sleep now, fool." So therefore, here do not sleep can refer to not sleep. So the time for sleeping is night time. And so it can refer to not sleeping at night or to also, as mentioned before, there are the three parts when the night is divided into three parts, the beginning, the middle, and the ending parts. So in these three divisions, to sleep during the middling division, the middling part of the night. And also can also mean that have the connotation that when we contemplate this precious human rebirth is great meaning that can be accomplished. Then at that point of time, one can even go to extent for going to sleep. You know, one even finds that there's no time for sleeping. You know, because even that time could possibly be wasted when it could be used for dharma practice. Yes.
Bodo, Jesus Motor, Bodo, Petit Legion, simbu cha se, jiong na xiong, zongbe niya do meyo se, xie sun bada san, ningbo lindu jie do. Yimari da, gishi bodo wa kongge ni, pe chu yu se. Dan ji ten na ni, dambe no tenze, saba tong yu ko na, te kongge senba yi na wa ta te, de jia ju do se, song yu ori. Da, tenze se na ni, pe chu no na, simbu cha se, jiong na xiong, そうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそうそう 엄마 매반에 누가 먹여와서 콩. 아, 근데 단조기 좀 맞죠? 근데 제, 내 하신들, 단조기 면대세야 돼. 톱 메시비에서 오는 것이라, 다 털버리. 근데 인도, 대단 총발에, 성원이. 근데 인자님 보내도 제거를 해야 돼.
So then, Lama Tsongkhapa further quotes Rinkeshe Potowa's writing, Jewel Heap. He wrote Jewel Heaps of Teachings through analogy. So here, in this writing, Geshe Potowa uses various worldly analogies, you know, to demonstrate the teachings of the Buddha by joining certain analogies that appear in this world, you know, to illustrate, you know, different parts of the teachings, combining different parts of the teachings to illustrate that. So here it says, an insect's obeisance ride upon the wall as the sound person's fish and buttered balls of roasted barley flour. So here, when it talks about an insect's obeisance, here, for example, for an insect to rise up and suddenly do prostrations and then say, I prostrate to the Buddha, you know, that is a virtually impossible thing to happen. So likewise, this human body is so rare an opportunity to achieve that is almost like impossible to achieve. So the reason being that since Regulus Reapers, up to this point of time, we have been constantly familiarized with the states of negative states of minds. So therefore, due to constant familiarity with non-virtue, it is almost impossible to achieve this precious human rebirth. This is rebirth with leisure and opportunity. But now, at this point of time, having achieved this, then we should strive to extract the essence or derive meaning from this human rebirth by cultivating the Buddha Dharma. Yes.
Where it says, during the time being ignorant, don't fall asleep, don't sleep. So what Rinpoche said was, it has two meanings, two ways to understand. during the time of sleep, don't sleep. That's the first word which was mentioned. One meaning of that, during the time of sleep, don't sleep. Then the other one is, it's not sleep, the upper part of night and lower part of night, to practice Dharma. So the main thing is the previous one, during the time of sleep. The first meaning of that is, during the time of sleep, don't sleep.
Da, jiang xiong se ya de, ni zhu xia wo jiang xiong ma se ya, ni ma de da, bo de yu de ge la de ni zhe chung ba de. Zhu xia wo se ni xia ri ji, mi xia ri ji. Ni da, jiang se ni dan zhe wo ji zhe da, ri gong de ya ni de ni zhe wa ba. Ni ma de da de ni zhe ni ke ba. San
And here the text continues to say, a ride upon a wall as here Potowas, this is referred to a person, a lame person that existed at the time of Potowas abiding in this world. So this lame person rode on a wall ass. This wall ass is almost like a horse-like creature that lives in the plains of Tibet. So this lame person used to go pee on nearby a cliff, and so this ass was sort of like wandering underneath the cliff, and so that person then seeing the ass underneath the cliff, then jumped onto it. And anyway, so then the ass started running very quickly. Everyone started running very quickly, and after some point of time, it got really tired and stopped. You know, so and started going slowly. So then that person started to sing out, break out in song. So then the people asked him, you know, why did you break out in song? You know, so he said that for a lame person like me, you know, to be able to ride upon a wild ass, such an opportunity is extremely rare. And like this once, you know, if I don't break out in song at this point of time over such a unusual opportunity, where else should I break out in song? So likewise, Geshe Potowa here is exhorting the Dharma practitioners to extract the essence or meaning, derive great meaning, and take full advantage of this human rebirth, and that we have achieved this human rebirth of precious human rebirth of leisure opportunities this once, and if we do not derive great meaning or take full advantage of it by practicing the Buddha Dharma, then when else, you know, will be a greater time to practice the Buddha Dharma?
And that Zambi Nya to Mewe Senye the Zambi Nya Seya Ta Imbri Zang Se Ta Nungbi Mewe And the Zang Ne Che Sasa Ma Yung And Sasa Ne Ne Ko Nya Sha Che Ra Imbri Nya Sha And Ta Ko Nya Sha De Shim La Cho And the Mongbo Se Ne Ko Ju Jo Che Jujo che de gong, se shi mo de jo na pang ba sen de ge dan ba re che. Yinzhen yang zo, da, de gan nong je ne, dan jun de, dong me de dong na pang ba sen de ne, pong sim de nong je. Da, jibo de de se, re ne, de gan se ma jo na pong dong ya ke yo ma, ba. Yinzhen yang zo, dan jun de ne, ne gom ta do gong, kan de je do yin na yo, do tu ya ke lu sen de le je yin de, de dong me de dong na, ne pong sim je go ya che re wa.
So then it says here, the Zang person's fish. So here we first, then there was this person who came from this region of Zang, in Tibet, and then he, went to Lhasa. And when he went to Lhasa, then he also acquired, the flesh of a fish. So that the fish in those days was sort of like considered delicacy. So then he was eating the fish. Of course, he ate heaps and heaps and heaps, and until he was about to puke, then he thought it was such a great waste, you know, if he were to puke the fish, because it's such a delicacy. So he used a rope and tied up his neck so that he would not puke the fish in case it would be wasted. So So likewise, we have this precious human rebirth. If we were to waste a single moment of it, then there's great loss and sorrow. You know, there's nothing wasting this precious human rebirth. There's nothing like puking fish, because the food that's wasted from that cannot be compared to the goals, ultimately temporal ultimate goals of higher rebirth, liberation, omniscience that could possibly be accomplished, you know, from this physical basis.
Yes.
So then, therefore, Lama Tsongkhapa says that by thinking along these lines, we should develop the desire to derive meaning or to take full advantage of a human life of leisure and opportunity. So then Lama Tsongkhapa goes to describe how to contemplate the difficulty of attaining leisure and opportunity. So here, Lama Tsongkhapa uses the various examples to illustrate that. In the text in the Vinaya Vastu, or the basis of discipline, the Buddha used an analogy, sort of like dug his fingers into the earth and then showed the dust on his fingernails, and compared the dust on his fingernails and the dust on the earth, asking which is more, the dust particles in the fingernails of his hand or the dust particles on the earth. Therefore, the reply, you know, from the disciples was that the dust particles on the earth was more. So here, in general, it is difficult. So then the Buddha said that those beings who are born having died in the lower realms, you know, that are and are again born into the lower realms, there are number, you know, there are many, just like the particles of the earth. And those beings who, having died from the lower realms, that are born into the higher realms, are extremely rare, like the, or few, like the particles in the nails of his hands, fingernails of his hands. And for those beings who had died from the higher realms, and then are after that are born to the lower realms, then they are many in number, like the dust particles of the earth. And those who having died from the lower realms and again are born again into the who died from the higher realms and again are born into the higher realms, then these are very rare, a few in number, like the dust particles in his hands and in his fingernails. So here is illustrating that it is difficult for one to be, for one who is born into the lower realms, and after death to be born in the higher realms. The reason being that when one is in the lower realm, to be born in the higher realms, one needs to accomplish virtue, and that is difficult to accomplish in the lower realm, where one is constantly being tormented by various physical and mental sufferings. You know, so therefore. One is unable to practice or cultivate virtue in those states. And it is also very rare or difficult for one who is born in the from the higher realms after their death to be again born in higher realms. Again, the reason is that to cultivate virtue, one needs to cultivate virtue to have a higher rebirth in the future life. However, that is again difficult because most beings are in the higher realms are constantly distracted by the pleasures of those realms and constantly engaged in creation of negative karmas, and therefore unable to achieve a higher rebirth in the future lives. Yes.
Nimbata, tetam de nyevakawa, ranchin, and the jejabali, a pamachin the men and the tamamanya soyons, it in a suja, mutaging even in Rondo, she's a mother. Then Romanus about Pache, tamaman member. メジャーチョウスビソヨンズのままな、ティジョンエンドロビシェルダン、ダットパンダシュサジ。ジェヨン、ソンジュスマラコントワダブ、ケケジェリジョン、カバナメデネグナ、ジェワドマンゴサブドゥバンドゥ、マチョンシェン、ニンブ、マチョンバ、ロングジュダトマヨバネギンドロカバトマネグバタチェム。メバルダカセン、ラマチョセンジェナ、ケジミトンデニャバ、ニャバチェグジェスニャダ。 단단히 トマランのランディングのテンデトワイナカバポンドサブケザチョムネエニャマチェルヤエテンデスマルワエテンデインデネナゾトンジュスマカナヨシグマレエナゾコンドのモンボノグヨレエンデトンジュスマジェルコンドのメインナエンデティカバニャワチェゴヤソマレエテンデインデエネナゾトンジュスマカトスムジベカバニャワネゴヨナ Another Toma Mabon Sajake, that Biba Momboji Tendim, Pasha. And the same called Toma Mabon the Niba the Jay Hindu, Diba the Diba Saja, that Momboji Murwa. That Diba de John Tabla, Yona Nimbu, Toshi Sumagone, Nimbu Chong Huyori, Yona Drivers Hedge, Drivers Chongne, and later Tabu. In the da, Tendin, Driver Machong. あ、念仏教まとうか、え、てこぱでもでなろうとじゅでよ、でよで。え、なんかとげんろだ、あ、ロワで具めで。だげんろだよかばてめばでねこや。あ、てれのちゃでよです。念仏かばとまねこがたちむ。あ、てたなお、てれなんかとじゅな、ともめばさじゃげむげもんぼよれて。あ、てたなお、念仏教のさ、なげすじょんし。なさすんばの。
とじつむいごの、なげすじょんし。え、さでんじゅうごどんばちな。でんろむこんな、てたわね、しんどこんな。にんばれ。にんでた、え、でんじゅうじょ、じょっかばれ。え、てんじゅうびごね、なぞ、お、で、でんろとかごてそんばれ。てのもそんかば。
Further goes to say that a single moment of anger towards a bodhisattva will cause for that you must stay for an aeon in the unrelenting hell. So here, if one generates, as mentioned before, if one generates anger towards the lama, then one needs to spend countless aeons for a large number of eons, for that karma, as a ripening result of that karma of generating anger towards one's spiritual master for even a single moment or instance. And if one generates anger towards the bodhisattva, a bodhisattva, then one would reap the ripening result of staying for eons in the unrelenting hell. So this depends upon the object of the anger, you know, due to the power of the object, and how much heavy the karma is. Then if one generates anger towards a bodhisattva of the first ground, then one destroys great amounts of roots of virtue and falls to the hell realms. If one generates anger towards a bodhisattva who is beginning his training, his or her training in the path, then one destroys a thousand eons of positive karma, roots of virtue, and then one falls in the lower realms, or the hell realms, the unrelenting hell for that period of time. So in general, we do not know who is a bodhisattva and who is not. So on top of not being able to recognize bodhisattvas, we also generate a lot of anger. We constantly generate anger very frequently. So therefore, we definitely have to go to the hell realms due to that, you know, due to that kind of karma. If there is a bodhisattva amongst the people they generate anger towards, so putting aside this life, you know, the possibilities of that in this life, in many previous lifetimes we have generated anger towards bodhisattvas, you know, unknowingly, and so creating the karma to experience such suffering in the unrelenting hells. So then the way for that karma to be exhausted, it would be either we purify it through the various means of engaging in purification, or that karma gets used up when it is in the form of a ripening result, you know, and when it is fully ripened and completely exhausted. So since these imprints, you know, accumulated from previous lifetimes, have not been destroyed, you know, due by an antidote such as the four opponent powers to purify these results, and also they have not yet so-called issued effects, it says here, but generally has not yet ripened into a result. So therefore, you know, it is definite, almost assured, you know, that we will be falling to lower realms if we do not purify this negative karma. So also, as I said, that it is difficult to assure oneself of the happy rebirth is extremely rare. And if we are born into the lower realms, then once we are there, we will not cultivate virtue, but continuously accumulate negative karma. So therefore, the reason being that when we are being born into the lower realms, then it is difficult to accomplish the causes for achieving a rebirth in the higher realms. Yes.
Teta majena, ngendrun rola, da shiadam sujin majena, ngendrun rola. Ngendrun sona, ka gyawana mezela, dikwane jyendu chepe, kaba tamanyo dendru meyo metubi chere, nyeba kate, chungju de. Dagi joban dendrini, meyo dujo, mezu tabo majena, dikwane bashi gyawame. Kunse gechi, ka denyo, gyawa dagi majena, ngeson dunga, kumomba, tese dagi chetayo.
Namasambhava further quotes from Shatta Davis, engaging in the bodhisattva deeds. And here it is, again, has a similar meaning as mentioned above in the birth portions. In general, you know, if one does not purify through confession, you know, one's negative karma, and restrain oneself intentionally from creating these causes again, then one would definitely be born into the lower realms or the hell realms, you know, without any trace of a doubt, you know, due to the negative karma, extensive negative karmas we've created. So in general, having achieved this human body, it is a good, having achieved this human body, and we have the good fortune to practice the Buddha Dharma. If we do not cultivate or practice the Buddha Dharma, but were to not observe the law of cause and effect, you know, to be ignorant of, or to ignore, you know, the law of cause and effect, the law of karma, then we do not achieve, and we do not cultivate virtue, then we will fall into the lower realms. So therefore, it is exhorting us to cultivate virtuous actions. So therefore, then the bottom of page 125, then within there is Lama Tsongkhara presents a doubt, in which some people may think that when we fall into the lower realms, rebirth in the lower realms, then we experience the suffering. Then due to the suffering, then one exhausts the results of negative karma. Then when negative karma is being exhausted, then one would be able to be born into the lower realms. You know, after that, one makes such an assumption, and also one makes an assumption that is, therefore it's not difficult to be free from the lower realms, having fallen into it. So the refutation of that is that if one were to be born into the lower realms, then when one is in the lower realms due to habituation, then one creates more negative karma in those conditions, and then again to cause oneself to be born again, you know, again and again into the lower realms to experience the suffering results. So therefore, when one is born in the lower realms, then it is difficult to be free from that state again, because one is continuously creating more results of suffering creating more causes of suffering and more causes to be born and experience the suffering in the lower realms. So we can see, look at the animals around us, such as tigers and leopards, crocodiles and various predatory insects. So they're constantly preying on other animals or life forms. They're constantly engaging in negative karmas of killing. So these negative karmas will then cause them again to experience suffering, the sufferings of a lower realm rebirth, you know, to again to be born within the lower realm and to experience the suffering results of these heavy negative actions. So likewise, if you're born into the hell realms and hungry ghost realms, these are also similar instances. For example, in the reviving hell, within that, then one, due to the negative karma of those sentient beings there, then they constantly have the apparition or illusion of seeing other beings around them as enemies, as their enemies. Then they go forth and kill them. No.
Become the first element being alive and again due to karma. Due to karma, then they get angry and they see other beings and they kill. Mm. They kill hundreds of sentient beings one day.
Mm-hmm. So this is the karma of those beings in the reviving hell. Then, yeah, so just means reviving or being revived again, born again. So in this case, they use the negative karma. Then they see the beings around the other hell realm beings around them as appearing as form of enemies, and then they kill them. You can kill so many beings, hundreds of beings in one day. You know, and then they're revived again if they get killed, and again they engage in their action again. So again, they create a lot of negative actions from that within one day. So therefore, if we are born in such lower realms, you know, it is difficult to be free from it again. So therefore, then reflecting in such a way on the difficulty of obtaining a human life of leisure opportunity, then one should develop desire to take full advantage or to derive the essence, extract great meaning, you know, from such a precious human rebirth. Yes. So all the teachings that you heard, please apply them into actual practice.